Hello everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. My name is Aaliyah, and today I am here with Miss Megan Hargrave.
Hello everyone.
And Mr. Jason Earls.
Hello everyone. This is going to be interesting.
He is the only one not in binaural.
I know, I was thinking about that before we actually started the show. I was like, this is really odd.
Right?
I'm the Mono Man.
The Mono Man! Today we aren't unboxing a high... Well, it is high tech. But it's not mainstream. This is the Talking TI-84 graphing calculator sold by APH. I got it for my math class, so I'm really interested to see this thing because I've seen a graphing calculator and it's kind of terrifying. I'm interested to see how this works. So, and Megan has used one, correct, Megan?
Yes, I have.
Yes. So,
all throughout my high school career.
Awesome. So, I have my knife. I have the box. It's a fairly small box. It's not got much to it, so let's...
Yeah, the calculator's pretty big for a calculator, but it's not, like, huge.
Well, I guess it sort of is kind of a thing with graphing calculators, right? Because they've got, you know, extra functions that a normal calculator wouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, hey. I think that one might have invoice automatically on it.
Ooh, I almost cut into the bubble.
I couldn't remember. Oh, the poor bubble.
I know.
If you cut them, you can't pop them.
Yeah. If you cut them, you just can't pop them. Oh, that clip.
Oh, do not do that again. That was extremely loud.
I'm sorry.
And it clipped funny.
Yeah, it clipped huge.
Wait till you have Ambios before you pop bubbles.
Well, on top is a print getting started guide and a braille getting started guide.
I was going to say, please tell me they included a braille one, because that'd be a little concerning.
And we have a bubble wrap. Oh, this thing is monstrous. Holy calculator. So, That's large. It is a graphing calculator, a standard TI-84, but it's got another module on top, which allows it to speak. That module has stereo speakers, a whole lot of buttons, and a USB port?
Yes.
A mini USB port for charging. Looks like headphone jack, maybe?
Yeah, there's a headphone jack, and there's also a port where you can plug it into a monitor.
Oh, cool. This is a cable. It is a mini USB cable. I was right. That's a mini USB port. That is for charging the top module. The calculator itself is powered by batteries, replaceable batteries. So, also in here is a little baggie with your standard... Ack! Run away! Not these earbuds! These are gross. It is a pair of silicone-tipped earbuds. Thankfully, they're not proprietary because these... would not fit in my ears. Okay, also in here, hey look, Ziploc bag, is a custom made hard cover for the calculator. This is actually nice. Let's see. How do you go on?
Open end goes on top.
Oh.
Like the...
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a nice cover.
I was trying to figure out how to way to explain that, and it wasn't going to go well.
How do you take it off?
Slide from the bottom.
Oh.
Sink.
And can you put it on?
Yeah, you can put it on the back.
Oh, okay.
That almost
sounds. Are there batteries in there, though?
Yeah, but there are. Oh, and a flash drive.
Interesting.
Which I'm assuming has all the documentation on it. Also in this box is your standard USB to wall adapter for charging the calculator. Now let's slide this cover off and put the batteries in. These look to be AAAs. And from what I am given to understand, these batteries will power the calculator for a while.
Yes, they should.
So, Megan.
So there you go, rechargeables next time.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good idea. Megan.
I was told not to use rechargeable batteries with it.
Why?
Really?
I don't know. It's just what I was told.
Oh, you know what? It might be because of the voltage difference. I think some rechargeable batteries are a little less in their voltage delivery than standard, what are they called? Alkaline batteries.
Alkaline? Yeah, that's probably accurate. Well, the batteries are in. The battery cover was very easy to pull off. There's a little tab. You get your finger under the tab and push up, and it snaps back into place. So let's read the. Hey, where's the Braille? Give me the Braille. Shut up, iPad.
The power button, if you have the calculator, with the. Like the numbers facing you on the lower half,
uh-huh.
is on the bottom left corner.
Quick start guide. Okay. Thank you for purchasing the Orion TI-84 Plus talking graphing calculator. This quick start guide explains how to prepare the Orion TI-84 to be charged and operational. Please see the Orion TI-84 Plus talking graphing calculator manual and TI-84 user guide found on the accompanying USB flash drive for more information and details. Parts list included in the box. Well, we know. Yep, I got the graphing calculator. Yes?
I would suggest plugging it into... to start.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Did I not tell you to be quiet, iPad? It thinks we can't have a podcast without a smart device.
Either that or it's trying to take some lessons from a cat.
Ah, and so does my Apple Watch. My Apple Watch says, hey...
Oh my God! Breathe.
Breathe.
Just take a minute.
Just
and breathe
take
and it'll
a minute
be okay.
And breathe. Seven deep breaths.
Well, unless you turn the crown. Oh my gosh! Seriously.
Apparently.
There's such a thing as do not disturb, you know.
I'm.
Whoa. Hey, Deck Talk Paul. I think.
Mm-hmm. And it vibrated.
It's like the old one.
Yes, it does. It vibrates when you turn it on, too.
Fully charge the battery the first time you use the calculator. This should take about 4 hours. You can use it while it's charging. Okay. operation procedure. To turn the device on, press the on key. Now I thought I'd press the off key, located at the lower left-hand corner of the calculator. Okay.
I kind of prefer the any key, actually. It's a little easier to find.
Okay. It does come up talking. That's nice.
That's good. I wasn't sure if it did.
I don't know that I'm a fan of that particular version of Paul, though.
Right.
But at least
it's Cheech. You can change the voices.
Yeah, but it's the version of DeckTalk they're using. They're all going to sound kind of strange.
Help mode.
I think it's the same version of DeckTalk that Code Factory was using in Mobile Speed.
Under the help mode, press the second key located in the first column on the left. Ninth key from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Also, at the top of the column. Hello.
Three times fast.
Once in the help mode, you can press any key or combination of keys to learn their functions. You can use the help mode at any time without interrupting your current entries. When finished with the help mode, press the on key to return to your previous location. And then it has a link for getting started video. So I'm just going to explore these keys a little bit, and I'm going to lift this closer to my headphones.
Repeat. Repeat. References. Key enters and exits of reference menu. Volume down. Volume up. Volume up.
Wow.
Volume up. Volume up.
It may not let you adjust it and help.
Volume 10.
Oh, God, that distorts.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It really makes me think of Mobile Speak now, because it used to do the same thing.
Hey. Oh, interesting. And then...
Left arrow, right arrow, down arrow, up arrow.
Interesting. And then we have...
Right was brings up grabbing equation entry. Window variables. Displays grab viewing window. Zoom. Allows you to adjust the viewing window of the graph quickly. Trace. Displays graph screen in trace cursor mode. Grab. Displays graph screen in free cursor mode. Down. Right. Left. Up.
Wow, it sounds responsive.
Activate second function mode. Quit. DEL. Left, right, right.
Very responsive.
Man.
It is very responsive.
Apps. Displays applications menu. VRGM. Opens program editor. Variables. Clear. X to the power of -1. Enter value, then press key. Sign. Press key and then enter value. Cosine. Press key and then enter value. Tangent. Press key, then enter value.
I wonder
value.
What kind of voices Elbow. We've got here. Let's see. Preferences.
Preferences menu.
That's a very options. Tiny version of DeckTalk, actually.
There
voice.
You go. I can't
voice
remember
voice.
How to do it.
Various voice. Frank's voice, Dennis's voice,
Betty's voice, Ursula's voice, Wendy's voice, Rita's voice, Kid's voice,
Paul's voice, Default.
So it's definitely DeckTalk. But.
Harry's voice.
I'm gonna actually go with Harry.
Harry's voice selected. Voice. Bitch.
He sounds different than I remember.
Help mode announcement. Reset speech settings. Voice.
How do I get out of here?
Speech option. options.
You should be able to just hit clear on the...
Silence. Start upload. Turn off speed.
Top... Above...
Battery
oh, what
status,
key is that?
3% battery. Firmware version 02.00.43. Serial number.
Hit, clear.
Grab
it's...
options.
The equals button is in the bottom right corner.
Yeah.
At the top of that column is the clear button.
Grab.
Ah.
Grab screen.
Not grab.
Grab free cursor. Clear. Clear. Empty screen. Y equals. Y1 equals equation disabled.
Hold on.
Clear. Y1 equals equation is clear. Y1 clear. Y1 equals equation disabled.
How do I get out of here?
Set L1. Set 0. Decimal point negative symbol. L1.
Oops. Hey.
Set L1. Second dot 1, 2, 3. Enter. Plus symbol. 6, 5, 4. STO and the right pointing arrowhead. Enter value. Press store. Press alpha then a letter. LN. Press key then enter value. Plus symbol minus multiply division symbol with caret. Enter tangent. Cosine sine x to the power of negative 1. X to the power of 2. Enter value then press key. I'm
trying to remember how to use
lock.
This thing.
Press key then enter value.
Okay, so wait.
2 superscript ND. Activate split. Mode. DEL. Alpha. Activate alpha function mode. F1. Window variable. Y equals brings up graphing equation entry.
So let's see if I can get it to do a graph. Where was that x squared?
LN.
Not that.
Press log. X to the power of 2.
There it is.
Enter value then so press key. Log.
Fourth
press
one up.
Key, then
okay,
enter
stop.
Value. L off.
Y equals. Let's just do.
Now, I will warn you that the graphing side.
Squared.
If I remember correctly, it's. You really have to know what you're doing, essentially.
Yeah.
Because it only beeps and vibrates.
Oh my.
Where you are on the graph.
Times.
That's crazy.
Clear. Clear. Equals equation. Clear. Equals equation disabled.
So, I mean, this is definitely a calculator that, you know, you would need to get to know. This is,
Also, you can go to your... I would honestly go to your professor and ask them to help you with a few things, because that's what I did.
Right, and they're going to know how to operate the bottom part of this thing.
Yeah.
Not as much about the top.
And they'll be able to help you with the graphs and stuff.
Yeah, and...
So...
What's up, Jason?
So does the module have buttons of its own then?
Yes.
And then the calculator.
And the
has
calculator
its buttons.
Also. Okay. The module has the arrow keys, the select key, the volume control keys, the preferences key, there's a repeat key, and a couple others.
It's a very interesting sounding calculator though.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's also interesting, Megan, do you know which one, the one on the left or the one on the right, is the actual headphone jack? On the top.
One on the right, I believe.
Okay. It'd be interesting to know what the one on the left does. Or what that's used for.
I'm trying to remember now. It's been... 2 years, at least 2 years since I've used one of these.
Megan, you're just pretending that you're
just pretending age. You're knowledgeable, Megan.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that. I was just saying she's pretending that she's our age.
Last math class I was in was 2 years ago, so...
I know this was a short show, guys, and I just wanted to give a brief unboxing and description of the calculator. Turn it on, see how it sounds. You know, this is not by any means meant to be a comprehensive guide to this calculator, because it's complex. So, you know, just keep that in mind. So,
how much did you pay for it, Aaliyah?
$600.
Whew.
Yes, they are not cheap.
Yikes.
And most of that is the little module on top.
Yep.
Well, I heard it's the application, so for a $600 calculator, you better be able to post to Facebook. No, I'm kidding. I do wish, though, that they were using... earlier, I said it's the same version of DeckTalk that MobileSpeak was using for Windows Phone, for Windows Mobile. I don't think that's true. I don't know if it's newer or older, but it sounds a little more compressed, and I wish that wasn't the case, because I feel like using a slightly bigger version of MobileSpeak, of DeckTalk, rather, would make it a little easier to understand, especially, Aaliyah, like, I know you're probably going to end up speeding that speech up at some point, because I assume that's a thing you can do on the module.
Yes, you can.
Thank God.
Amen to that.
So, I just feel like I wish they were using the version, because there's a version of DeckTalk that does not mumble when it gets past a specific rate, and I don't remember what that rate is, and I'm hoping that's not the version that does that, because that's going to be fun to understand at high rates of speech.
Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to say, you know, but nonetheless, it's still a really neat sounding calculator. I wish that we had had these calculators when I was in school, when we were doing some graphing stuff.
I know,
but
and
we did not.
Even when I was in high school, just finishing high school, this thing didn't exist. We had the TI-36, which was nowhere near capable of graphing. So,
I guess I should say I've been lucky, I guess.
You have. You definitely have.
Yeah.
Back in our day, we had to calculate uphill both ways, Megan.
You had to calculate on your hands.
Yes. I had to count my fingers over and over and over again.
And remember what number I stopped on before I had to start on the other hand again.
We had to use... Do you guys remember that audio graphing calculator software? I don't know if it still exists, but...
I think it does. It's very strange.
That was kind of interesting, the way it presented the graph. Does the...
That's how the graphing one does, except the vibration motor is supposed to help you, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder what it does, if it vibrates like more intensely when you go up the graph, or if it's...
Shorter and longer, I think. If I remember correctly. Also, one thing, and you shouldn't really notice it for a long time, but the modular does have a watch battery, because that's how it charges. So eventually you may need to replace that.
Oh.
I speak from experience.
I take it... So. Oh, I see some screws. That's how they get in there.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I would honestly get... go see your professor to say... Or do what you need to do. But I'll ask them how to work it, essentially.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if you know math, just playing around with the buttons... You know,
yeah, you'll
will
figure
help.
It out pretty quick.
Yeah,
but if you do need help, like
yeah,
I did,
for sure. Anyway, that's gonna wrap it. This has been a good show.
It's a short show.
And not because this is uninteresting, but because it is complicated. So I think this is a really cool partnership that APH and Texas Instruments have to make this usable.
What does the module actually look like, Aaliyah? I don't. Aside from the fact that it has those keys, of course.
Above the screen of the calculator is. Oh, weird. It felt like you could actually remove the module. That's so weird. It is a rectangular box on top with two speakers on either side, with a speaker on either side, and the buttons on the top panel, and all the ports at the very top of the calculator on the side, on the back side of it, essentially. So, if the button panel is facing up, your ports are all at 12 o'clock on the side of the calculator. If that makes any sense.
They're pointing away from you.
They're pointing away from you.
Yeah. And honestly, the location of them kind of makes sense to me, too.
Yeah.
Because then they shouldn't get in the way, in theory, of you operating the calculator while it's trying to charge.
Right. So, I think that, actually, there is, on normal TI-84s, there is a port at the top of the calculator that you would use to connect it to a computer to install programs on it or whatever. That port, I believe, is what they're using to attach this module. Anyway, that'll do it for this episode. Megan, where can people find you online?
You can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Megan, that is M-E-A-G-H-A-N, at iAccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at MeganH13. That is, again, that is M-E-A-G-H-A-N-H13.
And Jason, what about you?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls, and you can also follow me on Twitter at JDE91. That's Juliet Delta Echo 91.
All right, and you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. You can find iAccessibility all over the web. Just search for us on your favorite search engine. Most notably, you can follow us on Twitter at iAccessibility1. You can find all of our content at iAccessibility.net. And you can get our free apps for iOS and Android. Just search for iAccessibility in the iOS App Store and iACast in the Google Play Store. If you would like to support our continued work, you may do so. We have a Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/iacast. There's also a big shiny donate button on our website. That's going to do it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you have anything for us, questions, comments, concerns, email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.